My name is Becca Lawton, and I'm the author of The Oasis This Time. One of my earliest childhood memories is of coming face to face with a thicket of blackberry and realizing I'd wandered into a dead end. I must have turned around to go back home. I don't remember. I do remember that on the same day, two friends and I found our way across a four-lane highway into the banks of the Columbia River. My folks had not given their consent. Maybe they figured we'd stay happily playing in our backyard across the river from then sleepy Portland, as we usually did. On that day, though, we decided to dodge traffic to get across the road and reach the water. It didn't seem like such a big deal to me, but I wasn't yet 5 years old. I probably wasn't thinking. I was feeling. I wanted more than anything to reach the river, and if I had to cross a highway to get there, so be it. When we three kids had gotten through the gauntlet of speeding cars and made it to the riverbank, we had our prize, the view. Far down the slope, at our feet, the river flexed and gleamed and carried its secrets off into the distance. Later, we'd have to stand shoulder to shoulder to face the grown-ups, but for a moment we had it all. We also found and carried home a speed limit sign that took all three of us to drag it, but that's another story. This one's about that first view of the river, how it tapped a deep longing that had something to do with living alongside fir and spruce forests and above big rolling waters that were shaping me through no effort of their own.